News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is time now to talk to a friend of ours from Santa Rosa County. So I want to welcome to the studio Tom Lloyd, who is the Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County.
Good morning, Tom.
So glad you could be here with us.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine. I appreciate you having us.
Oh, I know. Well, it's amazing because I have a soft spot in my heart for public safety, for anybody at emergency operations centers,
yes.
Any of the people that are behind the scenes and take such good care of us during not just hurricane season, but year-round. You all do so much to take care of our community. So I started with that song. It's called Thank You.
Well, I appreciate it. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
And if you have any questions for Tom about Santa Rosa County, public safety, anything of that nature, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So right off the bat, let's just talk about what you do as the public safety director. What all does that entail? Because sometimes I don't know that I even know all the different things that you do. Because we think of you immediately, of course, for hurricane season and that kind of thing. But what else does public safety take care of?
Right. So, again, Tom Lloyd, I'm the public safety director for Santa Rosa County. So that department encompasses animal services, which I believe my animal services team, Randy.
Yes, he's been here a few times.
Have been here. As well as emergency management and then communications. So emergency communications encompasses 911, and that service that we provide to our community, as well as outreach through 911, emergency management, animal services. So, it kind of touches a little bit of everything. And then Santa Rosa County is unique where we don't have a county fire service, but we act as a liaison to those individual fire districts that we have. We have combination, we have career, and we have volunteer departments. Act as a liaison back to the county. So we assist them with whatever their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do the emergency calls still go straight to you, though, correct?
They do. If you dial 911 in Santa Rosa County, it comes to our, we call it a PSAP, so Public Safety Answering Point. It comes to us. If it needs law enforcement attention, then we'll push it out to our sheriff's office, our Milton Police Department, or Gulf Breeze Police Department. But if you need a fire department or ambulance or pretty much any other I don't want to say complaint, but any other request, we'll make sure any other needs, we'll make sure you get to the appropriate agency. Even if, there's some days where we get calls for, maybe it's a welfare check for someone that's out of town or they've experienced a natural disaster in another part of the country. You know, people don't know and they dial 911 and they want to track their loved ones or the people they care about down, and we can assist with that. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's interesting to me because Santa Rosa County is kind of unique because you do have that body of water in the middle.
We do. So
is that challenging at times because you're so separate from the south and the north end?
It does. There's definitely three different communities. So the north end, the central end, the south end, all equally important, all bring absolutely amazing things. We have a very diverse community to the table. I mean, you could go to the north end and be in the forest, hunting, canoeing, kayaking, that type of thing in the, in the central area. You can do the same, but we also have the bays, the fishing, the water activities, and then, of course, the beach. I like to say I like Pensacola Beach, but Navarre Beach is perfect. It's quiet. It's beautiful. There's a lot of growth in the Navarre, Midway, Gulf Breeze area, but it is Florida's best-kept secret.
Okay. Well, I'm a little biased since I was out on Pensacola Beach for a while, but I will say Navarre Beach is beautiful, too. We have the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Absolutely.
But don't tell anybody.
No. It's a secret.
Keep it a secret. So, public safety, how long have you been in this position here in Santa Rosa County?
Oh, my goodness. So, as the director, I'm going into my third year.
Okay.
I was in emergency management for 7 years prior to that,
Seven
years, and then in 911 before that. So I started my career in Santa Rosa County on September 11th, 2006, I believe it was. Right after after Ivan.
Okay.
And an interesting job start date, obviously, September 11th. So 911 is my first day that I stepped into the 911 Communications Center as a brand new operator. So
that's kind of a God wink kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have transitioned through hard work, a supportive team, and great leadership before me that helped pave the way as I worked my way to to become the public safety director.
So. Well, it's a lot of responsibility. Do you ever get a day off? Because things don't happen in terms of public safety on a 9 to 5.
Right.
on Monday through Friday.
I mean, I have days off, I guess you would say, but I don't disconnect unless I go on vacation away from here.
That would make sense. Yeah,
yeah, I definitely have to be deliberate with my time. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you had you brought some things in to show me this morning. Mm-hmm. You've got every year you all put out a disaster guide.
We do.
Getting ready, and I hate to say it, I know nobody wants to hear it, but he came in and said to me, "It's just around the corner." Yeah. I was like, "No, don't say the H word."
It is. It's sneaking up on us, and that is. That's hurricane season. So one thing with emergency management, you know, as you mentioned, everyone thinks of emergency management as a hurricane thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a few directors before me, she used to have a sign that said emergency management is not just a hurricane thing. Well, as we progress through the years, disasters, different areas of response that we have taken on and assist with coordinating, we're all hazards. So, you know, just the other day, I can speak to, you know, Escambia downtown kind of flooded.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, it was so much rain so quickly.
Yeah. And that's not a hurricane. That was just a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had floods, we've had tornadoes, straight line wind events, freezes, snows. I mean, that was unprecedented this year.
That was a new one.
So we kind of roll with the attitude that we are all hazards. So our job is to make sure that we have the right players at the right table for the right time to solve the right problem. But again, hurricane season is right around the corner, and our job not only is response, but it's preparedness. So
mm-hmm.
we talk about the things that don't want to be talked about, have a tendency just to stare them in the eye and say, all right, you know, how is our community ready? How are we not ready? We're not afraid to, you know, have those hard discussions and say, hey, maybe we're a little lacking here. And then how do we get to the standard that we need to, so that we take care of our community? So one of those things that we use is, one of the tools that we have is public outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not be able to physically get in front of every person in our community, but we have disaster guides, just like any emergency management agency, really in the state, has these. We've started to transition away from our book, per se. I
mm-hmm.
mean, we still do have some of the actual guide itself.
The printed guide.
The printed guide, mm-hmm. yes, ma'am. But we've actually transitioned to, it's a postcard, okay? Technology is moving forward, and on that postcard is a QR code, and you scan that, and then if you have an electronic device, you scan that QR code, and there's a downloadable a disaster guide on there with multiple different tips. So again, it's not just a hurricane thing, but
mm-hmm.
it's how to have a safe fire in your backyard, how to make sure that your family's prepared for any type of disaster, you know, 1 week ready. Also has some important numbers. It shows your flood zones, your
mm-hmm.
Evacuation zones. Those are super important as we, we have a community here that turns over every few years. We love and support our military, but those members of our community are only here for a few years.
Right.
And then, you know, we have Whiting Field.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a huge student community. The pilots come in as students, and then a few years later, they bless us with coming back and training the next round of aviators. So during the time that they're here, they may not experience some type of disaster, and then when they come back, they do. So it's all about public outreach, public partnerships, and keeping our community ready. So.
Excellent. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we're talking to Tom Lloyd. He's the Public Safety Director with Santa Rosa County. If you've got a question about the upcoming hurricane season, preparations, or anything that has to do with public safety, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director with Santa Rosa County. Okay, so I guess we're going to go there. We're going to talk about the upcoming hurricane season.
Yes.
June 1st.
We're ready to go.
All
Let's
right.
rock.
So tell me some of the things that you've noticed living in this community and being a part of this for so many years. What are the things to look out for? What should we be preparing for now? Is it too early to start?
Oh, it's never too early to start. One of the things that we run into, and it's a challenge, and I get it, it's us as a society. I've been through that storm. I went
right.
through Ivan. I went through Michael. I
mm-hmm.
went through Daniel. I've gone through all these storms, and I was fine. So
I'm not evacuating. I'm not
Yeah,
meeting.
I'm not evacuating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the deal. Every storm is different.
That is so true.
And as science continues to basically slice apart the storms and really dig into what causes a hurricane, you know, hurricane is not just wind, right? So water's the number one killer. whether that is coastal inundation or the water that comes afterwards from the rainfall. So if we have a fast-moving storm, we tend to not see a lot of aerial rain, but we may have a huge surge that takes place. If we have a slow-moving storm, you know, that wind is going to push that water into the coastline and into our waterways and cause, you know, inner community flooding. And if it sits on top of us, like what happened yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, just a couple days ago, downtown Pensacola flooded. Why? Those weather systems just trained up in one area and dumped a ton of rain. When we're dealing with a hurricane, they are not the same.
No, they are not.
I feel it is frustrating. I think anyone in the emergency management, public safety career field will agree with this. The number one killer besides water is complacency. So we have this mentality of we have been through this storm before, we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you may be okay, but you've got to make the appropriate preparations. You know, number one thing, or one of the top things, is have flood insurance. It is a fraction of what your homeowner's insurance is. Now, again, I understand things are tight right now, mm-hmm. For everyone, but that small fraction of a payment that you make once a year will help protect your community or your home, mm-hmm. okay, in the event that we do have a flood, in the event that the roof comes off and we have aerial flooding, that type of thing. It can be very devastating to not have the appropriate coverage for insurance, and that is handling an emergency at the lowest level possible, as I said. That is a goal for us, as with any emergency management public safety entity, is we want the community prepared and able to take care of an emergency at the lowest level, which is at the homeowner. It is at with the individual person, so that the outreach across agencies doesn't necessarily have to happen. So if we're able to do public outreach now, way before hurricane season, answer some questions, point our community in a direction, that also alleviates some of the devastation that happens afterwards. Why? Because there's power in being prepared. Mm-hmm. So we want to encourage you, reach out, make sure your insurance policies are up to date, your points of contact are up to date, and even your ready kit, your go kit. We want you to be 1 week ready. That is huge. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have every little thing thought of, but water, food, important documents. And then what do we never want to forget? Any guesses?
Oh, I have about 10 things okay. on my list.
One of the big things is we don't want to forget our animals, right? So our
Correct.
Pets, they're part of our family. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we see everybody prepares and we get everybody ready. And then we go, wait a minute, what about Fido? What are we going to do with this? So you need to make sure you have a plan for your pet. Whether that's food, water, whatever it is, medications that they, that they need, you need to lean in and just be prepared. So it's not a matter of over prepping. It's just make sure that you're prepared, you're comfortable, you have all your important documents in the event that something happens. So
what is the word on the street of the public safety directors in EOC in terms of this year, 2025? What are you hearing? How credible are the predictions have you found in the past? It always seems to me it doesn't seem to really matter.
It doesn't.
It seems like we're going to get some storms. We just don't know when and where.
I believe there's a crystal ball that the National Weather Service uses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's spot on and sometimes it's not. And I say that jokingly.
Right.
I've spent a lot of time with our partners at National Weather Service in Mobile and our National Hurricane Center down in Miami. Those individuals are absolutely exceptional. The amount of school, the knowledge, the career experience that goes into putting a forecast together, to even have a discussion that says, hey, this is going to be a storm and here's where it's going to happen, I couldn't do it. You know, we know as far as the forecast goes, it is most dependable about 48 hours out. But some of their predictions that they're doing, you know, 5 days, 7 day outlooks now, it's good and it's bad. It
right.
tends to create a little bit of complacency. Oh, that's a week away.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we're seeing now is I saw one report was a little bit below average season. Now, does that mean let your guard down? Absolutely not, because it only takes one Ivan, Dennis, one Michael. It only takes one storm, mm-hmm. and it doesn't necessarily have to be the category 4 Ivan. It could be, you know, a superstorm Sandy.
Right.
That, you know, fiscally impacted the whole East Coast of the United States. So again, we get wrapped up in categories and storm names, and really it could just be a summer thunderstorm that comes through and happens to sit over your house, and whose emergency is that? That's yours, and then it becomes ours.
Right.
And Yeah. So it's all about preparation and not being scared, but being aware.
Right. So do you have any recommendations about certain must-haves in your preparation? For example, a flashlight.
Absolutely. So flashlights.
Start from just scratch there.
Yeah. Everything is evolving, right? So before, 10 years ago, it was make sure you had all your insurance papers.
Right.
Well, everybody has electronic devices now. The unfortunate thing is you got to have electricity to make sure, those are charged up and working and they need to be waterproof. But think outside the box. If it's putting everything on a USB and throwing it in a Ziploc bag, some type of waterproof container, a Faraday bag, something like that, to make sure that all of your important information is protected. Make sure that you have medications for the appropriate amount of time. Because the last thing you want to do is we plan, we get everything together, and we don't have some type of life safety or life-saving medication that you may take regularly, or an emergency inhaler, an EpiPen, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And if the pharmacies are closed,
right,
you're in trouble.
You are in trouble. Now, the good thing is, Publix, again, a public-private partnership, and they really lean in heavy on emergency management and make sure they're prepared. I believe every Publix has a generator. Now, of course, if the store itself is destroyed, you're not going to be able to get your stuff.
Of course.
But lean in forward. Make sure you get the appropriate medicine. You've got a list of contacts. Make sure you have communication, a point of communication outside the area where the hurricane may hit. Make sure that your plan is conveyed. I wouldn't put all over, social media, we're evacuating and so-and-so, because unfortunately there are bad people in this world that might take advantage of that, and we don't want that. We want to make sure that you come back and everything that should be there that isn't impacted by the storm is still in your house.
But you should have a plan.
Absolutely, 100%. Make a plan, be ready, make sure that you put some forward thinking into it. And then if you do need help with that, absolutely, reach out to our office or any of the emergency management offices here in the Panhandle, and we'll help guide you through it. We're not going to tell you exactly what to have, but we'll give you some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it's up to you, and you've got to take responsibility because you've got a lot of stake in the game. But we'll definitely give you some guidance as to some of the things that we've seen that need to be in that go kit.
So. You're listening to Pep Talk, talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County. We'll touch on a few more things that you can do to get ready for hurricane season when we come back from the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. This is Meg. If you have a question for Tom Lloyd, he is the Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County and is here with us this morning, 850-437-1620. So we're having an interesting conversation here. It's hard to get our minds around the fact that hurricane season is right around the corner, but we really do need to talk about it and help people get prepared, especially folks that maybe have just moved here or transitioned here. We were talking earlier about the military.
Yes.
So we are going to do a special thing. I've just asked Tom if he can stick around for the next half hour.
Let's do it.
He can do it. Okay. So that means if you've got questions, text them in at 850-437-1620. We'll have a little extra time to get into some more specifics about how you can get ready and prepared for hurricane season and things you can do for your property and for your home for any time of the year, right? For public, in terms of public safety.
So, and we can touch on so many topics now because we've got an additional half hour. But when you're getting your property ready, anything that could unfortunately become a missile hazard with high winds. We want to make sure that, your property's tidy. You want to be a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a huge thing, if anyone has ever been through a storm, you notice afterwards it seems like there's a ton of more mosquitoes.
Yes, I have noticed that.
Oh, my goodness.
So even after the rain, this past rain. Yes.
Yeah. So we do everything we can with mosquito mitigation. So, after a storm, it opens up some additional options. The last thing that we want to do is bring some type of, additional spraying equipment in. So, again, mosquitoes are nuisances, but there's some things that you can do in what we call blue sky days, which are days outside of storms. Whether that's empty, making sure that you have any standing water in your yard that's drained, flower pots, that type of thing. One thing I have learned from, we had a long time mosquito specialist in Santa Rosa County, so his name was Keith, and he really pushed us to believe that the mosquitoes that are in our yard are our mosquitoes. And we're like, Keith, what are you talking about? He's like, I promise they don't come from across town to come over and seek you and hang out at your house.
Mm-hmm.
There's things you could do in your yard. You can Google those things. We can kind of talk through making sure that you have standing water drained. Even some plants will help get rid of mosquitoes.
So. Well, I want to hear about ma'am. Those plants. Okay. Well, we'll have those tips and more coming up in the next half hour. Speaking with Tom Lloyd with the Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director. And if you have questions, 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we are continuing our discussion this morning with Tom Lloyd. He is the Public Safety Director with Santa Rosa County. I'm so glad that you could stick around with us this morning,
Thank you.
Tom. So interesting because you have a plethora of knowledge about how we can stay safe in so many different arenas.
Yes.
And we've talked a little bit already about getting ready for hurricane season, even though I know folks don't want to hear it, but now is the time. But let's talk about something that's related to that that you brought up that we were just discussing, my having been out at the beach. You were talking about Navarre Beach, rip currents.
Yes.
Let's talk about rip currents and seriousness of those.
Yeah, number one killer on the Gulf Coast.
Is it really?
Is rip currents, yes. That is, it's unfortunate. So we see drownings that happen that, you know, people get themselves into a situation, and sometimes it's because they, maybe they didn't see the beach flags, so, or they don't pay attention to conditions, or it looks beautiful outside, and hey, let's go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
As we tie that into hurricane season, you know, if we do have a low pressure system that's in the Gulf, it tends to churn those waters ahead of landfall, and people try and enjoy as much time as they can outside. And, you know, we do have a beach flag safety system, and it's universal, okay? So, obviously, if there's double red flags, what does that mean? Don't go in the water at all. Red flag, high hazard. Yellow, medium hazard. Green, we want you to enjoy the water. But, again, we want you to swim where the area is guarded. We have absolutely some of the best in the business on Navarre Beach. That Navarre Beach Fire Lifeguard Safety Division is exceptional. Their leadership that's in place supports them. Not only do they guard our beaches and guard our community, but they repeatedly come in the top percentiles in all their competitions. So they definitely put their money where their mouth is.
And that's reassuring to know.
Oh, yeah,
we can
absolutely
have confidence in the people that are out there to protect us.
Absolutely, best of the best. And then, obviously, if there's a purple flag flying, there's some type of dangerous marine life. But as we talk about rip currents, you know, sometimes those can be a rip current can be the most inviting, visually the most inviting area of the water. So we tend to see rip currents in breaks in the sandbar, and that area tends to look smooth. Why? Because there's, you know, the surf is not breaking there. Well, that's actually where the water is being pulled back out, out into the Gulf. So how do you get out of that? If you are stuck in a rip current, the biggest thing is remain calm, do the best you can to stay afloat. And then once you get past the break, the rip tends to let up, and then you swim parallel to the shoreline. Obviously, again, we all have lifeguards on our beaches. Our beaches are protected, and those individuals are trained to be able to deal with those situations. It is unfortunate sometimes we'll involve additional members of the community that go out to maybe make a rescue, and they do everything they can, and now we've got two people we've got to rescue.
Sometimes it's not the best idea to go out there.
Correct. We want to encourage you to call 911 on our beaches. In Navarre, we also have forgive me, I'm not exactly sure what it's called, but basically we call them cans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an additional flotation device that is attached to some of the beach markers that we have, the mile markers.
Right.
So if there is an issue, you call 911. Not only does the 911 system able to see where the phone is, it's a good idea to know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's Navarre Beach, not Navarre, I promise you. There's a lot of people that visit, they can't pronounce it, but we get it.
Navarre.
Yes. And you're in Santa Rosa County, not Santa Rosa Beach.
Right.
But, you know, the added protection that's built into your phones with GPS and being able to transition that data from the phone to the 911 operator is exceptional. So we're able to see exactly where you are. We're going to ask some clarifying questions, and then we'll get the appropriate help there to you. But again, and then after a storm, you know, some people still, commerce continues, vacations continue. So we have a storm that comes through our area. Maybe it's not the one where our community is completely devastated. And then people come down and enjoy the beach. Well, right after a storm, we tend to have a few days of some pretty extreme surf conditions. So we want you to swim where it's guarded, pay attention to the beach flags, and we want you to be able to come back and enjoy our community. So.
And that swirl that you can see, it's very clear. You can really tell where they are if you know what you're looking for.
Yes, 100%. And again, the national our partners with the National Weather Service, as well as Navarre Beach lifeguards, their public outreach events that they do on the beach, as well as different Facebook messaging, they highlight the rip currents. They highlight what they look like and some of the effects that they can have on the community. So.
I'm talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County, here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And he is an expert on public safety. So if you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620, text it on in and we'll try to get to it as best we can.
Yes.
And one of the questions that came in, you referenced a Faraday bag earlier. What is that? Someone questioned that.
So that is a piece of equipment. Basically, it's a bag you can put an electronic device in to keep your device safe and protected. The day and age of being pickpocketed, not that it doesn't happen, it's not as common, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to make sure that your information is protected. So a Faraday bag is basically, it's a bag that you can put an electronic device in, and it prevents it from being skimmed data being taken.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, super important. It's just an added layer of protection that you can do to help protect yourself, your information. And again, if you're, it's unfortunate, bad people prey on good people during
mm-hmm.
bad times. So if we do have a storm and you're having to evacuate and then you're maybe in a shelter or in an area with a lot of people congregated as you're trying to transition or evacuate the area, you want to make sure that your family's protected, your information is protected, because the world of zeros and ones, though I know just enough to be dangerous, can really can really cause some problems for you. So
for sure. Well, no, that's great. Thank you for that question. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County. So in addition to hurricane mm-hmm. season, and then we have Blackwater River, we have flooding,
yeah.
we have so many different things. What is one of your primary concerns as we head into the spring season?
Just making sure that you're aware. So we have, when I talk about awareness, we want to make sure you get the appropriate alerts. So we have a platform, as well as many other counties. Well, I believe every county in the state of Florida. So Alert Santa Rosa, there's Alert Escambia, Alert mm-hmm. Okaloosa, it's the same thing. But you'll go to our Santa Rosa County website. So santarosacounty.fl.gov. And you go to the emergency management page, and then we have an alert platform you can sign up for. Again,
I love that. I have one with Escambia County.
It is exceptional. Now, by default, we make sure that the thunderstorm is not enabled in that alert.
Okay.
Why?
That's interesting.
Yeah, every single afternoon in the mm-hmm. summer in Florida, we're going to have a thunderstorm.
True.
So the last thing we want to do is callous you to alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll touch on that as well. Is when we do some type of Facebook Live or we're pushing information out, it's very rare that you'll see me on. The public information team that we have in Santa Rosa, shout out to them. They are exceptional. They make sure that we have some type of escalation in our alerting and our information sharing. So if it's a Facebook Live for me that's not public outreach and we're getting ready to go into a severe weather, there's a reason they've said, hey, Tom, we need you to talk to the community mm-hmm. as opposed to it just being a picture post or a standard video post.
Right.
The reason for that is because of the level of severity or the potential impacts to our community, we want to make sure that you're getting the highest level of information from us. So as we talk about Alert Santa Rosa, kind of circling back to that, you have multiple different alerts that we have queued up ready to go. So we're embedded with our partners at the National Weather Service. If it is a severe thunderstorm warning,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily a watch, and you're going to be impacted by that area. If it's going to be a tornado warning, you will get a notification. If it is a aerial flood warning, you will get that. And what's the difference between a watch and a warning? A watch means the potential is there for a bad thing to happen, and a warning means it's happening now.
It's happening now. And so where can people go to sign up for that?
So the emergency management website, so santarosa.fl.gov, you select emergency management. There is a tab, I think it's like halfway down the page, for Alert Santa Rosa. You'll click on that, and then it'll walk you through the steps to sign up for it. If you do sign up for it, a lot of people forget until we start pushing notifications out, and they move.
Mm-hmm.
you're still going to get those alerts. Why? Because you're registered with an address within Santa Rosa County. And usually as we start to get into the spring months, we start to see some hazardous weather. That's when we start getting these notifications like, hey, I used to live here. I don't live here anymore. And now I'm getting these notifications. And usually it's the 2 o'clock in the morning tornado. It wakes everyone up. And then, hey, wait a minute, I don't live here anymore. Okay. So something to think about.
All right. Talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County, 850-437-1620. Plenty of time to get to your questions, so please be sure to text them in. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
Great.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director with Santa Rosa County. I am learning so much this morning from you, Tom. I appreciate you sticking around and
no problem
giving us all this information that we need to get ready for hurricane season. So you do have the guide.
We do.
Which is going to be available now, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
It's ready to go now.
So how do we get a copy of that?
So you can reach out to our emergency management office, 983-5360, and then you can ask for guides, or we do push them out to the community. So Your large vendors, Walmart, that type of thing. We reach out to Publix and we make sure they're pushed out. Something that we started, I think it was last year, maybe the year before. We've also gone to it's basically a postcard.
Yeah, it looks great.
As opposed to, you know, if you do want the paper guide, you can have it. Otherwise, we have the this little postcard, and it's got a QR code on it, and you flash it with your phone, and you're able to download the disaster guide, and it gives you some additional tips as well.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Really super. Okay, so we're moving along here with hurricane season and getting ready. You can't do what you do, I would imagine, without all the volunteers.
Oh, my goodness. They are savers for sure.
You've got such a great program, too. Want to talk a little bit about
that?
Thank you.
Yep. So we have a CERT, C-E-R-T program, so Community Emergency Response Team, Citizen Emergency Response Team. And the team that we have here in Santa Rosa is led by a very exceptional leader. His name is Ark. And his insight, I would say his niche is the ham radio,
the
ham radio world. So I have been exposed to multiple hurricanes, multiple storms, had the opportunity to travel around the state and around the nation to be able to help after disasters. And one of the biggest things is communication, right? So we see that as either a success or a failure.
Well, the power goes out, and typically the cell service goes out. And then all of a sudden you feel so vulnerable because you can't reach anyone.
How do we communicate? How do we get in touch with emergency services? How do we communicate any needs? So we rely on them heavily. The state of Florida actually relies on ARC, so he acts as a liaison as well. So he assists them, but he's ours. Nobody else can have him. And he has an uncanny ability to really cultivate volunteerism. And that program is overseen by Tim Trowbridge, our logistics chief. So logistics and recovery is Tim's niche. And he, through a relationship with ARC, has really cultivated that that team. And ARC and his team come out. They may assist with traffic for a community event. You may see them for maybe a 5K race or
I've seen their shirts or their caps and things.
They're out helping with everything. Blue Angels, any community outreach, any large event that we have in Santa Rosa County, they really act as a multiplier. So Mardi Gras parade, that type thing. They act as a force multiplier, whether it be with the sheriff's office, with the fire department. The majority of them are trained first responders, so they can address any medical needs and then really reach out if that needs to be escalated into the world of EMS or, you know, unfortunately, if there's any EMS transport that needs to happen. But he has incredible insight, like I said, into volunteerism and how to cultivate that community because, you know, we take advantage of disasters and different things that happen to get community engagement. Well, what happens when we haven't experienced those in a long time? We tend to see a drop or a lack of volunteerism in our community. And ARC, like I said, he has this ability to keep them engaged. He has a strong core group. It's a healthy group. So there's not a lot of drama, which we absolutely love. And he has done an exceptional job. He and his team have done an exceptional job to keep that alive. But they really do anything. They do public outreach. They do ham radio days, field days. I know one event that they do, they've done it every year, is they set up and they do a, basically they talk across, and I'm gonna butcher it, and I'm sorry for that, ARC. Basically, they talk, it may even be worldwide now, so they will get on the ham radio And they just test their system and see how far they can communicate and pass messages. And yeah, they are an exceptional team, exceptional group of people.
So what are the qualifications if someone wanted to volunteer with CERT?
So they will reach out to, again, our office. And there's also a CERT sign-up form, I believe, on the emergency management page, or a volunteer sign-up form. Mm-hmm. And then ARC reaches out to them and they have a discussion. And he is constantly doing amateur radio classes. So if you're interested in getting your ham radio license, your amateur radio license, he puts these classes on, kind of walks you through the whole thing and allows you to be licensed. And now I'm sure he's going to capitalize on you now to hopefully become a team member with us.
Yes.
To help keep those lines of communication, those lanes of communication open. But it is a constant. And then they'll put you through a basic CERT program. So mm-hmm. what are you going to learn there? So you're going to learn basic first aid, basic fire safety, how to use a fire extinguisher. It tends to lead into some land search navigation type mm-hmm. things. You know, again, force multiplier for the fire department, sheriff's office, if we have to do a land search. Beautiful weather's coming. People tend to get out in the Blackwater and they get onto the river and something happens and they get lost. And ARC, his team, and our fire departments are going to come out and look for you and find you. And they're going to have a discussion with you on the way back. And I'm sure it's going to be caring and supportive. And then there'll be some other little tips they may drop as well.
Right.
You go through that basic CERT Academy, and ARC takes care, and his team take care of all that. We host it. And,
gosh, it sounds like a great way to get involved in the community.
It's awesome.
And be of service. I love it.
It is incredible.
Okay, we're talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director with Santa Rosa County. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Got a question for him? 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, talking with Tom Lloyd, Public Safety Director with Santa Rosa County. 850-437-1620. So we've talked about quite a few things, ways you can volunteer, how you can get information. But I guess the big thing now on the horizon, hurricane season, is right around the corner.
Yes.
Let's go over just a few more tips that you had for folks maybe that have just tuned in. What do we need to do to get ready?
So, again, we want you to be aware. We want you to be prepared. We've got some great tips on our website, great tips in our disaster guide for all hazards preparation for hurricane season. So June 1st to November 30th, and the peak of hurricane season is somewhere around the September 10th, 11th, 12th area. And what do we see then? Well, the Gulf is the warmest.
Mm-hmm.
All of the ingredients are in the air for us to have the peak of hurricane season. So, again, we don't want you to get wrapped up in the initial outlook for the season that says, oh, it's going to be a low season or it's going to be a high season, because, again, it only takes one storm, one devastating storm to our community, and then that's it. But, again, we want you to stay prepared. We don't want you to be scared. We want you to be prepared. We want you to lean in on information sharing. Our number one trusted way to get information is the National Weather Service, the National Hurricane Center. And what does that look like for preparation? Like we kind of stated a little bit earlier, we want to make sure that your family is taken care of, your house is taken care of, your pets are taken care of. And once you have all of those things done, then reach out and just check on your neighbors. So it's part of being a good community partner. Make sure that you have medications. Make sure that you have the appropriate clothes. Make sure that you have the appropriate documents. Your insurance is up to date. Make sure you've got enough supplies for your pets, again, and, mm-hmm. and your kiddos, medications for you, as I've said a bunch of times. And then we want you to travel, you know, hundreds of miles, not thousands of miles.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to be able to get back. We want you to be safe, but you don't necessarily have to go 2,000 miles away if a storm's coming. So.
So we have just a couple minutes left. What's your advice on deciding whether to stay or go? And how many days, if you do stay, how many days are you supposed to be prepared for?
So we want you to, we always want you to lean in. The standard now is 1 week ready.
Okay.
So what does that look like? Yep, sure, the storm hits on a Monday. But depending on how devastating it is, it may take you a few days to get back
mm-hmm.
To your home. So it is your decision to make whether you evacuate or not. However, we urge you, if we get on the public safety directors and emergency managers in the area, get on, and we urge you to evacuate the area. If you're in a low-lying area, if you're along the coast, pretty much anything south of I-10, there's a reason for that. And I hate to be grim, and some of our messaging even, it boils down to, hey, if you do choose to stay and you live along the water, make sure that you've told someone,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you have some way for us to identify you, because it may be unfortunate
That's a grim message, but true.
Yes.
But so true.
So we don't like giving that message. Mm-hmm. However, it is a real possibility that sometimes when we advise people to leave, they stay. And again, ultimately, that is your choice. But we want you to be prepared. We want you to be safe. We want you to enjoy our beautiful beaches and you know, our forests and our rivers. And we want you to enjoy the world. So.
Okay. So talking with Tom Lloyd, I can't thank you enough for all that you do for Santa Rosa County and all the folks that work in the Emergency Operations Center, public safety. They're not just around during hurricane season. They're working 24/7 year round. So appreciate what you do. Can you give your website one more time and where people can go to find out about the hurricane guides, the disaster guide, what you can do to be prepared, to find out if you want to volunteer and join the CERT program,
absolutely,
and some of the other things. And we didn't even touch on half of the things that y'all do.
Yeah, so we did a bunch, but
not all of it. But go ahead and give your website one
SantaRosa.fl.gov, and then you'll select the emergency management tab, and that'll point you in all the different directions, whether it's classes, public safety classes, CPR, first aid, bleeding control, anything like that, as well as volunteer opportunities. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tom Lloyd, public safety director with Santa Rosa County. Again, can't say enough good things about all that our people do from the county for our area in both Escambia and Santa Rosa.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining me and spending a little extra time this morning.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the news.